in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu and Gundam, like, yo. Yo, minasan, Mangas Today Podcast wa yokoso. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Mangas Today Podcast. Before I start today's episode, I need to apologize. I try to put my podcast up every single day. I've been really, really good about it. I've been going for now almost a year. We've talked about well over 300 individual grammar points. I've taught the 30-day challenge twice. But recently, my computer's had a little bit of problems with the scheduler, because I don't record most of these most of these every single day, but a lot of times I'll patch it if I have like a weekend that I'm doing something, or if my wife gets sick, or if I get sick, or I think I'm feeling sick, I'll like record a bunch and then have them kind of schedule that a little bit. Well, I did that for the weekend, and they didn't go up. So I'm sorry, they will go up now. You'll have your podcast back, two will go up today. Sorry about that, just wanted to apologize. Let's jump into the Japanese grammar point. Today we're kind of talking about onomatopoeia overall. I know we've been talking about that for this last week, but I kind of wanted to use today as a final summary in the types of ones that we had, okay? So the first type is what these are called in Japanese. The onomatopoeia are gi something go, all right? And they describe a group of things, and there's five main categories, and we talked about every single one. We talked about Giseigo, which is the animal or human sounds. Things like wan-wan, which is what a sound a dog makes, or nya-nya, which is what a cat makes. And we talked about that more in passing. And then there's the other one we talked about in passing, which is gyongo. And gyongo is made by inanimate objects. So, you know, a tink, crash kind of a thing, okay? Now, the other three are the ones that we spent more time on. Things like tamatama, which were gitaigo, which are conditions and states. They talk about the condition that's going on around you, the state of actions, and usually sometimes even the motion that's taken to cause that state. The next one that I talked about as well was gyogo. Now, gyogo is movement, and those are things like the we talked a little bit about this. We talked mostly about the gyongo this day, but we talked about kira kira and gira gira and buta buta, those sounds that things make, those motions when you move your arm around violently or when the rain falls down. Those are important. Okay, so the gyongos when the rain falls down, when you move your arm around, those sounds that you make, those are the gyogo. And last we talked about was feelings. We talked about like naka naka, and then we talked about ira ira. Ira ira is one of these sounds that show emotion, and those are the gijogo, the last symbol, the middle symbol there, meaning feelings. So each one of these different groups are important because it shows you the wide variety that Japanese onomatopoeia can take. It's not simply locked into, in our world, in English majoritively, where things are kind of shoved into a little tiny box. These are animal sounds, done, poof, and these are onomatopoeia. These are sounds that things make, but we're not going to focus on them and separate them out. And so this past week, I really tried to go over that in a very natural way. So remember that onomatopoeia is there's a lot of variations to it. Being able to say pera pera, where you're speaking fluently and knowing that's a motion and understanding the differentiation between these different sound words is incredibly important for me as a grammarian, but I also think for you and myself as language learners to be able to understand that in Japanese, we can use these onomatopoeia just like we use any other word and not sound childish, because that's the idea that we get from at least my native language of English. With that, though, I am running short on time. Thank you so much for always listening to this podcast. Please make sure to give me a 5-star review down at the bottom. That does help get this message out. And thank you so much for listening to me for almost a year. I'm excited to share this with you. Also, follow me on Instagram, where on Instagram I'm doing the 30-day challenge on IGTV every single day. With that, I'll catch you later. Johnny. Getting closer. Gotta punch in. Get to work. Sumi masen. Chotto mate. Kudasai. Nanpa shita koto nai kedo. Anata mecha kawaii. Facts. I like that.